Okay. Gary, you're very welcome to our programme. Kieran Hour. I think Gary Moore.
We were talking music before.
There is a resemblance there, yeah, we were talking music. Now then, we are joined by Kieran Burke on a programme every Friday for our segment called In the Garden. And, I don't know, you came in here today and I said, obviously you were delayed because of all the stuff you've with you. Where were you? Were you in Tesco? Were you in Aldi? Where were you? Were you in Lidl? He said, "Oh, Johnny, just for you." And I thought, God, I'm just feeling hungry now. And I opened the bag and I said... Somebody's eating the goodies.
Yeah, well, sometimes they bring you in something to taste, don't they? And
yeah.
What I've got you brought you in to actually today is all the stuff I have eaten, in a way. And in that bag, we have, as you can see, all these cuttings and peelings from the vegetables at home. I have banana skins, tomato skins, onion skins, all that sort of stuff. Even tea leaves and all are in there.
Well, I can tell you one thing, the Burke family are eating very healthy.
Well, we're trying to eat as healthy as possible. But you know, that stuff will become this.
Oh, what's that, yeah? Is that from the composter?
This is the compost, yeah, the garden compost. So have a feel of it there. Smell of it there. So it's lovely and crumbly, isn't it?
And how long did that take, Kieran, to get from what you have in the bag there?
Well, it is possible to do it in maybe 4 months if all the conditions are right and that. Now, to be quite honest, we do it at home. We don't do it exactly kind of the most efficient way because we have a bit of extra space and we have compost bins, but we also do some of it out in the garden as well and just pile it up. So if you don't want to go to a huge amount of trouble, you can just pile up the stuff in the garden and it rots down. It takes longer, maybe a year or so. But if you do want to be efficient and you want to get the compost made as quickly as possible, you need to get the balance of the ingredients right and the conditions right. And that's what I'm going to show you how to do today.
Yeah, because within 4 months, if I could turn that into that soil in 4 months, it would be great.
Yeah, well, it's a great way of reducing the refuse.
Yeah.
You're composting this organic matter and you're getting a lovely compost to use in the garden, and it's lovely and crumbly and dark,
it
as
is.
You can see there, full of nutrients and lots of really good bacteria and things.
But how much compost would you be getting? I suppose as much vegetables you put in there.
Exactly, you have to keep on eating and fresh vegetables. And what I have in this bag here are basically uncooked peelings and trimmings and things like that.
Lemons?
Oranges. I have lemons. We'll talk about those in a moment now as well. So what I would do, the best way to start off the compost heap is have a bit of compost in the bottom.
Okay.
Now I'm just using a beaker here in front of you, Johnny, but you can imagine if this was a big bin.
Okay.
And you'd fill it up a couple of inches, a layer of already rotted compost.
Okay.
Now if you don't have already rotted compost, you haven't done this before, you could use a bit of manure if you can get some of that, or even some soil from the garden. And the reason we're using this is that it's full of bacteria.
Okay.
Now, you hear them on the TV and stuff, and they're advertising products, you know, good for your tummy, about friendly bacteria. That's what we want for our compost heap. Different bacteria, but they're like friendly bacteria, which we put in here. And it's the bacteria would do the main work of breaking down these vegetable waste and producing this lovely, crumbly organic matter. Or
I see little insect there as well.
There'll be insects. You might even find an odd worm growing through.
No harm.
So what we'll do is start off with that, and then with the vegetable peelings and stuff, we'd put them in. Now, I'm cutting a couple here.
You are.
Just making them a bit smaller. You don't have to do that, but the smaller the stuff is, the quicker it rots down.
Okay, the easier breakdowns.
So I've got the banana skins, onions, a bit of aubergine. That was a lovely aubergine baked during the week.
You seem to like
that. We had cucumber. I'm mad about cucumber, but Hannah likes cucumbers. There's pears from the smoothies in the morning. There's all sorts of things. There's even a bit of daffodil stems. We weren't eating those, of course. But Hannah had picked some for the house from the garden. So stuff like that from the garden can go in.
Yeah.
Any green stuff like that. There's even a strawberry which went a bit off.
Okay.
It wasn't good. So all this sort of stuff can go in. Now you notice the lemon.
Yes.
A lot of people don't put lemons and citrus in. I'd put a bit. And the reason why some people don't put them in is that they're very acid. Now, when the compost starts working and starts breaking down, it becomes acid. Funnily enough, the bacteria, which do all the work, don't like it too acid.
Okay.
So some people say don't put in too much citrus. So certainly don't want to put in too much. So you'd build up a layer of about kind of 2 inches thick.
Okay, so this layer now is over the soil that's already in.
Yeah, over the soil. And we even have there, see, there's some... tea leaves and stuff like that. So you can put it up. A lot of people say don't put potato skins in because they start growing in the heap.
Oh, do they?
They don't rot down. Yeah, they're very, very hard, very starchy. Right. They don't rot down. And then stuff from the garden, you know, you'd have maybe cuttings back of stuff like herbaceous perennials and things. Yeah. See, this is drier stuff. See, it's like straw.
Yeah, it is like straw.
And it takes much longer for that to break down on its own. But the bacteria like to eat this too. Now, the thing is, they will gobble up this. They love this dry stuff. And it's very rich in what we call carbon and low in nitrogen. But the wet stuff, which we put in there, like the peelings and stuff, have more nitrogen but less carbon.
Right.
So this is a bit like, for the bacteria, the pasta or the rice. Okay. They love it. But they need some sauce to go with it. Right? So you know what it is. So if they have in a ratio, if you give them about two parts of this dry material to one part of the green or wetter material, then they have a balance.
Okay.
So you know how it is, maybe you've got a, if you had a big plate of rice and curry and all the curry sauce is gone, you've eaten your chicken korma and there's a bit of rice left over, you don't necessarily, not so appetizing, maybe just the rice on its own.
No.
So they need the balance.
Absolutely.
So you've got to keep them fed like that. So you'd build that up to a layer of about 6 inches.
Right.
But remember, about twice the amount of the drier material to the wetter material.
And is there that much bacteria in there, Ciarán, that will gobble all
that
up?
All in that, yeah. And of course, when they get fed and the conditions are right, they multiply like mad. Yeah. The populations of them literally explode.
So there'll be a lot of nookie going on, will there?
No, they don't need nookie.
They just multiply themselves.
They just do it. They're able to do it. They're much more advanced. So, you know, as I said, when they're doing the work, they can get a bit acid. So what I've got here in this little bag is a bit of garden lime.
Lime.
Calcium carbonate. Yeah. It's called lime. Rattling in the bag.
Is this the same stuff now that Mark football pitches, but?
Not quite the same, maybe. But the gardeners would use it and farmers would use it on grassland.
Now, you're putting a sprinkle of lime there.
Sprinkle that on the top.
How does that work when you're comparing it to a bigger container, a compost bin?
So again, you just get a handful of it and sprinkle a layer over the top.
Okay.
And what that does is it stops it going acid and it keeps the bacteria at it keeps the compost at a higher pH and the bacteria prefer that.
Okay.
So it stops it going to acid. And then the other thing which they'll need is they need a bit of extra nitrogen.
Right.
Okay, for that. And you can put that in the form of a bit
now
of fertilizer.
Now you have another bag here.
I have another bag. And what this is an organic source of basically a fertilizer and it's called fish, blood and bone meal.
And obviously it's made from them.
It's made from meat processing byproducts.
Yeah.
So again, you just get a handful of that and sprinkle it over the top.
Right.
And that makes sure there's plenty of food there for the bacteria.
Okay.
So it's all about keeping the bacteria happy. And then when you've got up to that layer, what you could do is put another layer of soil or even rotten compost or even manure on the top and you basically start the whole process again, building up in about 6-inch layers each time. And then I have a lid here on my little pot, but you could put a lid over your compost heap of plastic if it's an open compost heap. Or most bins will have a lid and that helps keep in the heat.
Yeah.
Also it stops the rain getting at it and making too wet. And then the heat builds up in the heap and the hotter it is,
sweats.
The quicker the bacteria work.
Oh yeah. Right? Multiply,
so they eat more and they're multiplying more. So after time you get this lovely crumbly compost.
Well, that was explained in detail there in a very short space of time and makes a lot of sense. So now I know why the composter I had took maybe a year and a half to break down the food into soil. And you told me that you can do it. It's possible to do it in 4 or 5 months. And if you do it this way.
Do it this way. And the other thing which you could add in, see the newspaper sheet, if you tear it into thin strips like that, I'd use that as your dry material instead if you don't have clippings from the garden, straw like clippings.
Yeah.
So you could use up some of the newspaper like that.
Good idea.
Mixing in. Now, some people would be concerned about the print of the newspaper. But these days they don't use lead. They use soya-based inks. And they will rot down and disappear into the compost and give a nice balance. Again, reducing your refuse output and producing good, valuable compost.
The lime and the other ingredients, what's the other one again?
It's a fertiliser.
Fertiliser, okay.
Yeah.
What size quantities can you buy those in? I mean, are you as well off buying them bulk if you're going to...
Well, if you're going to use a lot.
Yeah.
Here you are. I suppose... it's cheaper to buy them in bulk, but equally it's not necessarily good economy, because if you buy a big bag of this and you don't use it within the year, you're going to throw a whole lot out.
Okay,
so you can get them as small as just a kilo bag, or you can get 25 kilos like a 4-stone bag as well. So
what would a kilo bag be?
A kilo bag in price would be just a few euros, while a 25 kilo bag might be 15 euros, 20 euros. So it might be a little bit off on the prices there, but it would be cheaper to get big ones, but you're not necessarily going to use it all. And if it's more than a year old or if it gets damp, you're going to throw it out.
What you're showing me today, Ciarán, I mean, it's great that you can see it being done. I mean, this would be something that you could do at schools as well, couldn't it?
Absolutely, at schools.
I mean, national schools as well, to get the kids involved and interested in the environment.
Some schools
as well
may well be doing this, and it's something which
You're shaking that up now.
Now, if I shake that up, it sort of mixes it.
Yeah.
And after you've got the bin full, if you leave it a couple of months, it can be all mixed up.
Yeah.
And that sort of refreshes and gets the air into it and to make sure you don't have layers of some material which isn't rotting.
But how do you know when it's right then? Is it a case of shoveling it out?
Basically, you check it, and when it's like the stuff we had here, which is dark and crumbly, not too wet, and it's not smelly.
Yeah, it's not smelly,
there's no bad smell off it. That's how you know it's right.
And then it's ready for planting.
It's ready for planting out. Yeah. So the potatoes like we had last week,
yes,
I didn't get them all planted.
No, you didn't.
So what I'm going to do with some of the leftover ones is I'll use garden compost like that. And you see I have a bag here.
Yeah.
That's an old compost bag.
Turn it inside out.
Turn it inside out. And I've made some drainage holes at the bottom.
You have.
I say I've punched it a few times with the garden fork. Just flatten down the base. And I'll put a 6 or 8 inch layer of the garden compost into that.
Yeah.
And then I'll sit the potatoes into it.
Yeah.
And another 6 inch layer of the compost on top. Roll down the sides of the bag. And I have a planting pot. And
good,
you could use this for your tomatoes. And lots of people will have lots of compost bags at this time of year. They'll be getting busy in the garden, and often they end up in the tip head. And
they
that.
Do.
So
they
you
do.
Could recycle them and use them for, as I say, for pots.
Yeah.
For tomatoes, and even grow a few potatoes. And equally, we talk a lot about gardening, and if people don't have a lot of space for a garden and they'd still like to grow maybe a few potatoes, it's a great way of doing it. You could do it even on the patio.
Okay. What have you there, a plant?
We have a couple of little plants. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we made the paper pot.
We did, I still have it
on
here. And
we sowed the nasturtium seed. Well, this is one which we've had in the tunnel, or actually had it on the windowsill first at home.
Yeah.
And it's growing, and that's the nasturtium plant growing. And so just within a few weeks, we have this little seedling growing up. It's not quite ready for planting out yet, because we don't see the roots coming from the base.
Yeah.
But you can see how big it's grown. It's nearly 2 inches high.
Okay, so you will see the roots from the inside out.
It will, come through. And you can see how well the pot is holding
together.
Yeah, you can just shake it there.
I mean, you've been watering that as well, haven't you?
Been watering it just as normally, like a shower over the top of it.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
It's been quite happy. But with all those dirty things that we've had there at the compost... I've brought you something nice to smell.
No, let me
have a
guess.
Sniff of this.
Oh, I've smelled that before in the house.
Maybe. Remember earlier on in the winter, I brought you in, I think, some berries, which are red berries, and we crushed the leaf, and it had a lovely aromatic smell from the leaf. I have a leaf here from it. And I said, I'll bring you in the flower when it comes through. That's the flower.
Oh, that's the flower off it.
Yeah, and it's a plant called Skimmia.
Skimmia. I can recall smelling that, and breaking the leaf.
Breaking the leaves, sort of.
The plant smells different than the leaf, doesn't it?
Yeah, the flower will have the lovely sweet scent, which attracts bees in for pollination.
Yeah.
And it's a gorgeous scent.
Would that
scent.
Be a favourite for the bees,
Oh, well, they like it, certainly this time of year. They'll be busy working on that. And it's a lovely shrub for the garden, not growing much higher than the table here, so about 3 feet high, and it's evergreen, grows well in the shade. Beautifully scented flowers. This is a male one. It won't have any berries, but with the work of the bees, if you have a female one, that'll have the red berries. And it's a beautiful scent.
We need to get a video on your website, Ciarán, about showing exactly what you were showing me today. Maybe.
Yeah, well, what I will do that probably during the week.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of the segment on a video already on the Garden School website. It's also up on YouTube, where we were doing this with our new growth project, the horticulture there. And each week we've been uploading that. So you'll see elements of it on that. But I'll do it. You'll have it for next week.
Okay. Ciarán Burke's website, C AIRANBurke.ie is the website. We'll have this interview up tomorrow on YouTube and the Johnny Houston Radio Show Facebook page. It's on Kieran's Facebook page as well. And yeah, it's interesting stuff. I mean, the composter, now I realise that you can have soil within, it is possible to have soil in 4 or 5 months rather than 12 months.
That's right.
It's to know how to do it, I suppose. I've learned something here today, and maybe I'll share that with a few people as well. Thank you, Kieran. 24
hours a day. On 102.9 FM, this is C or CFM.